This is channel one over. I think this is channel one over. Miss Anna transferred one of her old tapes to the other side of this, channel two, and I have that marked over. She's on channel two over, and this is channel one over. So channel one over is free. Now, this is much later than that. This is the 5th of June, 1968, on Wednesday, when I didn't go into town at all, and I went on my rounds. Phil, I didn't find him. The big girl that was there with two fierce dogs, and I left him a picture of my cows. Jim Gilbert was across the street watching an automatic unloader unload some concrete blocks. And then I came back with the store, and I had a remarkable conversation. First time I ever heard Frederick talk. And he talks.
Come over here, where I can hear you.
I've been happy.
Yeah.
I've been no cookies.
Oh?
No cookies.
No cookies?
No cookies up now.
Did you know Mr. Miles lives right by George Way?
I haven't seen him in a day or two. You seen him?
I've seen him there.
You see him down here.
And I walk to him. I kind of walk to him. I sure did.
Can you understand?
I didn't.
I thought I walked to him.
Well, that's what I thought. Yes, I understood. Sure.
But
yeah.
You couldn't,
could
you?
I couldn't.
Oh, a little too far.
A little too far.
Yeah.
Tell Mr. Miles what you have at your house.
Yeah.
I have some white puppies.
You have some, huh?
And you have two
left. I have two left.
Uh-huh.
So we had to give all the others away.
We have to get all the others away.
Oh. But you got two left. You going to give them away?
I'm not.
Uh-huh, we have to give one away. Which one you gonna give away?
The little girl.
The little girl. Yeah. You can give away Coco, aren't you? And we're gonna keep Bruno.
How about that?
You both play Coco.
Ask Mr. Miles, would he like to have Coco?
Would you
like
to have Coco?
Well, I'd hate to take Coco.
Tell him she's a genuine mutt.
She's going to hop to your house.
Yeah.
I'm going to let her in your house. And her house and your kitchen. And she can come in the house.
You
can't be cold in your house, Daddy.
You think he'd like it over at my house?
You be cold in your house. You did. My did.
Tell Mr. Miles, we had a $4,000
last week. We had a $4,000
last week. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
And she ate some horse weed.
She ate some horse weed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Well, you take two off.
Yeah.
You take two off from the bag.
And poor George Bogle is gone.
Poor George Bogle is gone.
Beagle.
Oh.
The beagle.
Yeah.
The beagle.
Oh, he did.
Such
a
sand
dog. Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful beagle.
Been gone since last Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, he's a beautiful beagle.
Tell Mr. Miles what happened to George Bogle. What happened to the beagle? What happened to George?
I take Biddy Mom. I
take Biddy Mom him. So either a snake bit him or a gator got him or something.
A gator got him and I take Biddy.
You think of?
Two of them got him. Two of them got him.
You think a gator might have got him?
A gator and a snake got him.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't let him go.
Yeah. He might.
He might go away. Mm. He might get in his house, but he lives in his house, and they can't get him in a hole. They can't eat him in the house.
No, I guess not.
They won't eat him in the house. They can't come at your house and get in. The door's locked and they can't come in. They can't.
Just can't do it. Well, he might come home then if he can't get in the house.
He can't. Something can't get in your house.
Mm-hmm.
It can't get in your house. No. That was I tried down that gas out yonder on that car. And the bag banged on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it.
Well, how's it feel? Is it all right now?
It's not all right now.
Mm-hmm. Still hurt? Still sore?
It seems sore.
Okay.
I still do.
So many things happen around here. I just never saw so many things happen.
Some things happen to me.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Tell me about those watermelons again.
Broke over that.
Oh, yeah.
That it broke over that.
Let me tell you. I want to hear about that watermelon again that you picked. Could you tell me about that again? Hmm?
This is this on.
What do you got there? Oh, fix it on?
Put it through that little hole and it'll go and it'll fit.
Well, I'll try it.
How?
Okay, put it. Let me have it.
How?
Are you going to hold it?
I'm going to hold it. How you do it? I'm going to fix it then.
All right, you fix it.
I'm only in my time.
Mama can fix most anything, can't she?
Mama fix it. Let me tell you, before you forget about it, tell me about that watermelon again. I want to hear about that again.
My watermelon gone again.
Yeah. Now you picked the watermelon?
I picked the watermelon.
And took it out?
Did you carry it out of the
field? I tried to. And I tried to hold on to it.
You fall down?
I fall down. I'm down.
I had him in the back seat.
We
had that
formula under. Go.
Yeah. Watermelon.
I sure was. Fred and I told him they were all just laying everywhere like that. I wanted to pick the watermelon. I said, wait, my granddaddy find the rifle. And he trudged along. He kept looking at this one and that one. And I turned my back and he had one.
Yeah.
And hot, good gracious, it was on hot day. He picked it up. And he fell down, and he busted himself up, and teed up, and he fell down. He was throwing the sand, Ronnie. He said, you'll have to carry that watermelon, Grandma. I can't carry it. It weighed about 20 pounds.
Yeah. 20. That's a little too much watermelon.
Too much watermelon for him. He tried it. And it was so funny. He was so tired when we came out. Fred got one, got in the back seat, and put one on each side, and put his head on one, his feet on the other, and went to sleep. Around his age, so I hope he's thieving around a little bit.
Maybe he will if he gets good and hungry.
I think he will. He keeps the water thing running over so he can get a drink of water. But what I would do about that cow, somebody told me about it, is I would keep that calf separated from her for a little while and not remember which side.
Yeah.
Somebody said it can only nurse two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I would be sure to put the first one side and then the other.
Yeah.
And she will gradually, the flow of milk will slow down to meet that calf's needs.
Uh-huh.
I've got a cow up there. Last cow left. I don't know how old that thing is. But her mother was our milk cow. And good gracious the milk that cow gave.
Yeah.
And she had mastitis. And I let one little calf starve to death before we found it. You know, she just didn't have any milk. But the next time, Freddie happened to go up there, and she had a calf, and it must have been a couple of days old. And out there was a little white-faced heifer with her first calf. And so he got the calf and brought that heifer and her calf on. And she hardly had enough. And you know that calf that didn't even know how to stop? Fred worked and worked. We scooted milk on his nose and held him, and finally he called on, and I'm telling you, he'd like to run that cow out that pen.
Yeah.
She did. And now she has a bag. I never have seen such a bag on the cow that big around. But her calves seems never to go bad. She has the finest, fattest calves.
The elite calves, I think, are the most trouble.
I do too. Because they in good condition, and they give more milk than ordinarily. Well, that's what I do. I just keep it separated about every 3 hours. If you have the time, that's another thing. You just don't always have the time to turn that calf in there and watch it go to the right side.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been home all day. I could have done it. I forgot it. I'll go home and do that right now.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to milk her out a little bit so she gets a little tight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. enjoyed all that good talk.
I know it all.